Yeah, Carson, just give us a sense of how you're feeling coming out of that game against Texas Tech.
I mean, I'm pissed off. I hate losing. And, you know, we had opportunity to do something great this year and go 12-0. And, we lost that chance. But, you know, it's whatever. You just move on to the next. And right now we got TCU next. And, you know, our destiny's still in our hands. We just got to go out and perform and, you know, bounce back as an offense especially. So, you know, I'm pissed off. You always hate to lose, but, you know, we'll be fine. You know, I trust in our team and all our coaches. Like, we're going to bounce back and we're going to be even better from this. So, yeah.
You've played a fair amount of football. Where would you rate that Texas Tech defense in all the games you've played?
Oh, they're one of the best defenses I've been against. You know, I've played with and against a lot of great players in my time in college football. And, you know, they got some great players over there on their defense, especially in their front seven. I went against those guys a lot in that game. So, I was really impressed by them, but, you know, we can, you know, hopefully get another chance at them in a few weeks.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Carson, what did you see from Bear kind of in the huddle regarding his poise and composure, and how do you expect him to respond from probably his toughest outing as a Cougar?
I think Bear will be fine. You know, he's a really tough guy, and, you know, he's – you know, hasn't experienced loss in college before, but I'm sure he's lost a football game at some point in his life. And so, you know, we just got to tell him, like, it's the same thing, dude. You just got to bounce back. You just got to move on. You know, look at what mistakes we made and what we can do better and just how we can learn from it. You know, it's just being a learning experience for him. And so, you know, Bear, yeah, he's a really mature guy. And so I think he'll be fine and we'll be good as an offense.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Carson, one of the many sayings that Coach Sitake likes to say a lot is stay humble and stay hungry. Does a loss like Saturday kind of sort of reemphasize that and maybe put a focus on the team of not being a finished project, not being, you know, I mean, maybe just kind of magnify some of the inefficiencies to go back to the drawing board with and go back to practice with?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it definitely, like, losing like that helped, like, really points out where we can be better as a team and as an offense, so. You know, there's a lot to learn from this game, and, you know, hopefully we can take it as a team and, you know, just get better. Just take this opportunity to learn from, you know, the mistakes we made and just find ways to be an ever better team for the rest of the season.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Carson, I think you guys faced TCU last year at Rice-Eccles. What do you think about their defense? What do you see from their defense and what they'll bring into Provo on Saturday?
Well, I don't know too much about the team this year yet. I haven't done a whole lot of scouting with them yet, but I remember last year they were a good physical team, and you know they're, you know, that's just how it is in the Big 12. Like, they're always going to be physical guys, and they're going to be big, and they're going to play fast. You know, they're a good team though. They're only a two loss team, and so they're gonna fight for their chance to get in the Big 12 championship. So they're gonna come in with everything they have in this game, and so we just gotta be ready to just play our best.
Next question from Jake Hatch.
Yeah, Carson, there's been a lot of you doing max protect and the like recently to keep guys like Bear clean in the pocket. Where do you relish the role in terms of your blocking prowess?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I love blocking. It's one of my favorite parts about playing tight end. You know, you always want to get the ball, but, like, you know, part of your role as tight end is to be a blocker and be an extra lineman. And being able to do that and just have the coaches rely on you for that, you know, is a big testament, you know, to me and the work I put in for my blocking ability and just being physical and dominating dudes, especially guys that are, you know, bigger than you sometimes. And so, no, I don't hate the fact that I got to block a lot. You know, I love that part of football and I love that part of my game. And I've always been a big blocking tight end my time in high school and in college. So I love that part about it.
I also was going to ask you, in terms of looking forward here, Kalani used the term, I think it was rounding up the wagons, essentially, and just coalescing around your guys' selves. Mm-hmm. What's the mindset in the locker room right now?
I mean, no, everyone's, you know, no one's worried. No one's, like, stressing out. No one's freaking out. Like, we're just, you know, we'll just take the loss and take it on the chin and just move on. You know, like I've been saying, just, you know, find ways to correct the things, the mistakes that we made, and just, you know, like Kalani said, just round the wagons and just focus on ourselves and, you know, focus on each other, build each other up, you know, keep that confidence in ourselves. Like, you know, just like we're still an 8-1 team, one of the best teams in the country, and, you know, we think that we can hang with anyone out there. And, you know, hopefully we get our chance with those guys again and we can get our revenge. But, you know, we're just worried about ourselves and how we can get better right now.
All right, do we have any other questions for Carson? Okay, Carson, looks like you're good to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.